Well, there's another crisis on another iconic American river. Parts of the Rio Grande in New Mexico often run dry in summer, but mountain snowpack was so bad this year that at least 19 miles of the river has already evaporated, months ahead of schedule. Water managers say the state's largest reservoir will be nearly empty later this year, and they're having to evacuate tiny endangered fish. It's a symptom of a much larger problem. Demand for water is growing in the West, even as Western states are seeing warming temperatures and unyielding droughts. Carolyn Donnelly is supervisor of Northern Water Operations at the Bureau of Reclamation's Albuquerque office. Carolyn, describe for us what the river normally looks like in spring. I'm imagining, you know, swollen and rushing, and what it looks like now.
It's typical of Western rivers. It just depends on the year. So some years it's that rushing river where it's bank to bank, and that's what we had last year. And then unfortunately, some other years when the snowpack is low, it's shallow, or even in some reaches it does dry, and it's not uncommon to have dry parts of this river.
Well, but you don't sound too concerned. You know, are you? We're hearing that it might run completely dry in Albuquerque, and that might be rare. Put it in context.
It is rare. I don't believe that the Albuquerque Reach has dried since the 1980s. But I think one thing people don't realize is that's been because of management by government agencies for endangered species. So the Bureau of Reclamation, we've had to meet endangered species obligations, and we've leased a lot of water to support the silvery minnow. That's the tiny fish that's being rescued.
Well, but talk about this tiny fish. It can fit in the palm of your hand. We see these great pictures. We'll post them at hearnow.org. We're also seeing pictures of crews going out into what used to be water is now sort of a muddy or drying riverbed, and with nets scooping them up and moving them. Anytime a species is lost, it's not good for the ecosystem. And in this case, we know your agency is doing pulses of water to help it, what, spawn?
Yeah, we do that when we have an opportunity to do that. The life cycle of this fish is that they live maybe 2 to 5 years at the most. They spawn in the spring. They're cued naturally to spawn on that kind of a high pulse. And I think one thing that they've said, there used to be 5 native species of minnow in the Rio Grande, and the last one left is the silvery minnow, Rio Grande silvery minnow. So I think it's like the canary in a coal mine, that it's a sign of an ecosystem that maybe isn't in balance when you start losing species.
Well, we'll talk about the effect of that, because we're looking at, is it Elephant Butte Reservoir?
Yes, yes.
It's the state's largest. It's estimated that it'll be at just 5% capacity later this year. That's practically empty. We also read that a big percentage of the water from the river is used for agriculture. So, you know, what's going to be the impact when you don't have it?
So some irrigation districts, I think this is probably becoming more common across the West. If they're not getting enough surface water, then they may use groundwater. And I think that's one thing. Farmers are good at making these kind of economic decisions. And so if they're looking at a bad snowpack, they may decide not to plant.
A few years ago, there was a report from the Interior Department that looked at how climate change was affecting the Rio Grande Basin. It found the average temperatures rose a little less than 1 degree Fahrenheit per decade between 1971 and 2011. That's a huge rate, you know, when you compare it to the last 11,000 years. So are you also thinking about climate change?
Well, I think I've been busy enough. What I'm really thinking about is what's happening this year. But I think what we do see, though, is the runoff efficiency has been decreased. And so the plants with perhaps warmer temperatures, the plants higher up are taking up more of the water to grow. As snow melts off, the trees up in the forest are taking up water. And so it just means that for the same amount of snow or rain that falls up in a given area, what you see running off is less.
So you're saying these plants that are thriving because it's a warmer climate are needing more water, and so that water runoff isn't going to other places where it would have gone before?
I think that's what we're seeing, yeah.
Yeah.
And so all those plants are beautiful, and the trees are great, and I love walking in them myself, but they take a significant amount of water. Some people estimate that what we call the bosque or the forest next to the river takes up as much as 25% of the water.
And as temperatures change, that will only increase.
Yeah.
That's Carolyn Donnelly, supervisor of Northern Water Operations at the Bureau of Reclamation's Albuquerque office. They're seeing a lack of snowpack there really affect the Rio Grande. Carolyn, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Boy, if you live in that area, I'd love to see some pictures of the river. Can you tweet them to @HereAndNowRobin? Love to see them.